Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
On this Sunday night, how about you?
Oh, I love hearing that. By the way, don't mention what the day is. That's something you gotta learn, buddy.
Well, what's wrong with the day?
You can't
put a time code on it. Yeah.
Yeah. We get time coded out, brother. Time coded the hell out.
What's a date on it, man? It's gonna make it expire.
Exactly, dude. Sometimes these shit. Well. I'll be completely honest with you. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are the days we're on. But sometimes those things get switched around. It's a Jack Klassen Show. K-Bear Mornings, baby! God, look at that. Coming in on Nazareth. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Those people...
Revved up.
Every dad is proud of that intro. I mean, really, that's who's listening to Nazareth. Anyone 45 and up, hell yeah, we got your back. I got your back. It's a Jack Klassen show. Jack Klassen morning show. Check it out. We're still, God bless those guys in Montana, because I didn't upload this show, so we're kind of having a... What do they call that in the Marvel movies? A dynamic universe split? What the hell do you call that?
Cinematic universe timeline split.
Yeah, so we had a Jack Klassen Show Radio Network cinematic timeline split where I did a couple shows for the for K-Bear Mornings in Montana. And I'll be honest with you, I think, Stevie, you were part of one, and I think I threatened to take the management hostage.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, so they responded to me about a day afterwards going, what the hell is going on? What is your issue? Why are you wishing to take us all hostage at the radio station? And I kind of went into it with them, and thank God they were very understanding and let me take some time off. It was very much needed time off. And frankly, I don't regret taking it off. I didn't have any best ofs. I think the station manager just played music. I didn't even submit any best ofs to him. I was like, screw this. I'm not in the mindset. I think those shows were probably the darkest shows we've had in a long time. I think so.
I thought they were fun.
They were fun, but Jesus Christ. That was like mental suicide radio. I don't know. I'm surprised all 12 of our listeners in Billings, Montana didn't kill themselves.
I hope it uplifted their day, and they were driving in their car at 4 a.m. and like, man, I'm not having as rough as that guy.
Nice day. Yeah, no crap, brother. No crap. That's what people say. No crap. Yeah. It's a Jack Classen show. Yeah, don't give me any crud. It's Jack Classen show, K-Bear Mornings. Like I said, last show, I revealed that I was lying to everyone. We got fired from Arizona a month and a half ago, and I was too afraid to admit it. I wasn't the big man. Know. I couldn't do it.
I thought it was just one of those truths that everyone knew, but you're just kind of lying to yourself. But you know what? At least we're past that now. Yeah, we're ready to move on.
Exactly.
Greener pastures ahead.
Exactly.
Arizona, what is this? This is brown dirt.
By the way, it's Jack Classen show, K Bear Mornings. I'm really debating. I love the intro to the show, by the way. I think the intro to the show is fantastic, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Karen 1776 is ever coming back to the show.
And that's the good thing.
Yeah, maybe for you. But do I like... Like, I'll be honest with you. This is where we stand because, once again, this show will be getting uploaded. So this is part of the official, non-expanded Jack Classen show universe. So I just have to say, it was... Her leaving the show wasn't sudden. I saw it coming. I wasn't surprised. But I am heavily saddened by it. She was very talented, an excellent ball buster, and I love the ancillary program she was doing on the Jack Classen Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca, the Hot Wife Music Show. I think she is a fantastic broadcaster, a very entertaining person, and one of the best second chairs I have ever had. I'm going to be straight up with my audience on the Podomatic. By the way, I'll talk about Podomatic in a sec here. I just want to say, she was the greatest person I've ever had doing sound effects on this show. Hands down. Stevie B, you were very close. You were close at doing sound effects good, but Karen 1776 had you, dog. We were on the same wavelength. When I was thinking, when I had a sound effect in my head, she would play it. And that's something that is very hard to find. And that is a talent that is honestly almost non-existent. I mean, wouldn't you say that, Stevie?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to read your mind, man.
It really is. But this person could read my mind, and I'll tell you. If it was a university class and I had to grade them on sound effects and radio chemistry, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. So Karen's always welcome on the show. I'm not going to change the show's introduction, at least for a while. That person was very important to the show the last 6 or 7 months, absolutely important, and is always welcome back on. And will always take precedence over you or anyone else, Stevie B.
Nice.
Yeah. You got to earn your stripes, brother. So that's
I want them back so I can go to bed.
Yeah, good luck with that, dog.
Can I start crying her back?
No. No, I think that ship sailed. But I have nothing but love and admiration towards Karen 1776. And anyone who knows me knows that they were a very important person in my life and on the radio show. And I will always appreciate them for that. And it's always an open invitation back onto the show. How about that? It's a Jack Klassen show. When I get back from break, I got someone very important on the line, Stevie B. Someone very important on the line. I know. It's going to be fun. A targeted individual. A targeted individual by the name of Chris, who's going to tell us all about TIs. And we're going to expose whoever is coming after these targeted individuals. Right, Chris? Are you there, pal? Is he even paying attention? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I see him in here. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We're on break. We're going on break. They're going to play some... I don't know. I think on K-Bear, I think there's a Subway ad that plays and a possible Viagra ad, which I think is kind of badass, if I'm being honest with you. It's a Jack Klassen show. We'll be right back after this break. We're talking to a targeted individual, baby. Let's do it. It's Jack Klassen show. Stevie, you stay right there, man. Don't fall asleep. I'm counting on you, pal. fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Radio has changed our lives, and they saved our lives.
He's a fag. Been fired more than
Radio
probably any.
What's up, it's Dan. You're listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
I want to tell you about Dead City Radio, man. In the new castle, Super Town. Yeah. A world of magic lands in the chemical blues. A world where extends the unknown and why is the zero. Yeah. Drug is drowned to stop my radio. Swan immortal ashes of grotesque audio. Glittering fountains misspent youth. I'm a rhinestone tiger in a leisure suit.
It's the Jack Klassen Show, baby! Check it out, we're back! We got target individuals! Check it out, let's try it out. Let's check it out, we're joining. How you doing? It's the Jack Klassen Show. How you doing, pal? We're back. God, we're trying our best here. Are you there, man? Oh, hold on. The targeted individual is having an issue. Your mic is muted, man. Your microphone is muted. We'll figure it out. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call, brother. We'll figure it out. It's a Jack Klassen Show. We'll figure it out. We're trying. We're really trying here, Stevie B. We're really trying here. Let's try to get this guy in. He's having a hard time. It's a Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. We're talking to a targeted individual. Isn't that exciting, Stevie B?
No, dude, I'm excited. I want to really pick this guy's mind. I want to understand what is going on.
Well, he thinks people are trying to prevent him from coming on to the show. So let's see if we can get this to work. Let's see if we can get this to work. I got so much confidence in this guy. It's unbelievable. Please. For Christ's sakes, can one thing work? Hello, how you doing, pal? Hey, are you there? Oh, look at that.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. There's the man, the legend, himself, IT Chris. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I can hear you.
How you doing?
I can hear you just fine, brother. How are you doing? It's Jack Klassen Show. We like to talk to a whole whack of different individuals. And some of these individuals have amazing stories. And something I've been obsessed with are these people that call themselves targeted individuals. And Chris, you are one? No?
I've been a targeted individual for 6 years.
You've been a targeted individual for 6 years.
Yeah, and I've spent 2 years of that in jail being tortured.
Wait, so well, hold
by
on.
The state for well, crimes I haven't committed.
Wait, really? Okay, hold on. Let's pull this back. So you are a targeted individual. You've gone to jail for crimes that you have not committed. And you've been tortured.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Alrighty. What? where do we go off? Yeah. Okay.
What's the time? Okay. Start from the beginning. What's the timeline here? How did this all start?
Thank you.
Well, it all started in 2015 for me. Me and my wife had separated, and I was staying in a motel,
Yep.
They started out playing with me. They weren't talking to me. They were using people to play psychological mind games with me. And I couldn't figure out what in the world was going on, man.
Psychological mind games. What do you mean by people were playing psychological mind games?
You know, they'll take pretty much, man. They'll play you stupid and they'll say little things to you. And you're like, what are they talking about? Then they'll start out with starting rumors and stuff on you. And people, they won't come directly to you. They'll say it around you where you can hear them say it. And then when you confront them about it, they'll act like they haven't said any.
Okay.
And you're like, you know, I've just seen you say that. And they'll still just play you stupid.
Okay,
you know,
can you give us an example of what they would say?
Being a target individual. Well, I mean, just all sorts of things. I mean, I don't, you know, really want to. I don't know what my legal rights, what I can talk about and what I really can't.
Okay.
What they pretty much do is they want to psychologically torment you
for whatever reason. All righty. So how does that, how do you end up in jail?
Okay.
How do you end up in jail? That's what we're interested. What were these false crimes, brother? What were these false crimes, brother? It's a Jack Classic show. K-Bear Mornings.
I don't see this camera thing anymore. I think it went out.
Do you think he's being targeted right now?
He could very well be.
He very well could be. I'm interested about these crimes that he didn't commit that he went to jail for some time for.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested. Okay, so he split from his wife in 2015 at the motel, and that's when it all started.
Yes.
Okay. And my next question is who is targeting him? Who has interest in him?
It must be the ex-wife. That's what I'm thinking.
Could be.
Okay, Chris, we're going to...
we're having some technical
difficulties. We're having some huge
difficulties. I don't think we've ever dealt with a outside entity in these interviews.
No. Do you think it's Homeland Security?
Do you think we got to get to the bottom of this.
I mean, for real. Come on, Chris, let's see. It's a Jack Class show, K-Bear Mornings.
Bro, I feel like I'm being targeted right now. I just want this to work. Who is here?
Maybe he's the one targeting us.
What if I'm your target? What if I'm just here to torment your show?
Hey, I mean...
I get a paycheck.
I mean, maybe. Maybe Joe Biden's paying you.
You got to think about it, dude. I haven't shown up since Joe Biden's election.
Think about that.
Gonna
kill Joe Biden. Gonna shoot him with my gun. I got it from Walmart yesterday. And I got his address in Delaware. Alrighty, T.I. Chris, come on. Oh, he's reloading.
Reloading.
He's
okay.
Reloading.
What is he? Is he using his phone?
He's using his phone. He's using his.
I think he just has a bad connection. I think that's just what it is. That's what it sounds like.
He's using his flip phone right now to tell us this important targeted individual information. As you should, it's protected. It's wrapped. The reason why he has such a bad connection is because his phone is wrapped in tinfoil right now. See, if you just take the tinfoil off of the phone, your connection might fix itself. Targeted individual, Chris. I'm very interested.
I want to see if he has like a routine, because I know a lot of these people, they like every morning I wake up and I see the red car pass by my house at 10 a.m. never stops. And then when I walk through in the like Waffle House, it's the same guy in the flannel shirt on the third booth every day.
Oh man, is that how deep this stuff goes?
It can.
Ooh.
My question is, why are you going to the same Waffle House every morning? But I digress. Yeah, I'm actually interested to see like what group is targeting him, and why are they interested in him? Like, what does he have, you know, that they are willing to psychologically torment?
It's the home
and gaslight him.
It's the homeowners association, and he refuses to mow his lawn.
I hate the homeowner association.
That's exactly. Come on, Chris. Can you join? Chris.
I don't know. When I was DUIing tonight, I did not feel targeted. I felt like I was free.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was broken the shackles that of society.
That was badass. So we have a report that you were driving under the influence home from the bar. Is that not correct?
I was. It was an hour away, too.
No.
So I loaded up in the car.
Yeah.
And I drove a straight line.
That's
under the influence.
I
don't think I've ever felt more free in my life. I felt like I finally broke society's rules.
That's awesome. You are an American badass.
Oh, Chris is back.
Oh, hey, you're back. Oh, you're back. You're back. Enough about American badasses.
I don't have any tempo, man. I don't do that stupid crap. I'm really someone that targeted. I don't suffer with schizophrenia. Tempo don't help.
Okay, so you do not have schizophrenia?
No, I don't, man. I've seen a psychologist since I was a little small child. I was raised by the state. I don't suffer with any mental illnesses now. I had them take when they first started on me now. They took me to the hospital. The guy about overdosed me with meth. He put it in the food. They offered me cheap rent at this house, and they were playing mind games with me, and they were hiding in the chimney and getting up in the attic and stuff, and they were talking through the ceiling and stuff, man.
Wait, well, hold on. They were playing mind games with you and talking in the ceiling?
Yes, when they first started.
Okay.
What I'm saying. They were playing mind games with me and stuff, and they would, like, lock me out of the house and stuff and then act stupid with me. And, I went to like two different houses, and it was cheap rent. It was like $50 a week.
Okay, yeah.
And I was a cook at the time, and I didn't think much about the first house I was in. I just thought there was some weirdos, so I left and I took the next house's rent.
Yeah.
And when I moved there, it was with this guy and his mother. Well, they were on drugs and stuff, and his mother, she sold her pills and this, that, and the other. And I didn't know, but the guy, he had been busted for meth.
Okay, yeah.
So he was working for the police, okay?
Gotcha,
and
following.
What they were trying to do to me, man, is make me hang myself. And they drug me up with meth, and I don't know what else, man.
Wait, so the people you were... Hold on. So the people you were renting from the second time after you left the house... where they
yes.
were okay. So the first house you left because people were talking
all,
in the ceiling.
Both places they were talking to the floor. And the,
okay.
And the first one, it was a two-story house. It was like a crack house, man. It was just cheap rent. So
yeah.
I, you know, I took the room. It was a single room rent.
The trap house,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much a trap house. What it was.
Alrighty.
But these people were working for the police, okay? Because they've been busted by the police. And for drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it, man, but these people, they were actually trying to get me to hang myself in the backyard. I called the FBI.
Oh, you called the FBI over this because they were trying to make you hang yourself?
Yes, they were trying to make me hang myself in the backyard, and I told the FBI about it.
How would they try to, bring a noose to you? Would they, like, offer you nooses?
No, it was a piece of barbed wire fence hanging in a tree. Like a noose. They told me to climb up in that tree and hang myself with that.
With barbed wire. Whoa.
Yes.
Oof.
And the next morning, I was in their living room, and the guy, he talked to his mother like she was a crack whore or something.
Yeah. Do you think they were doing it? Do you think the mom and the son were doing it? Do you think?
I don't know what they was doing, man. No.
Do you think it's possible?
She suffered with breast cancer. No, they wouldn't. I mean... They were working for the police trying to get me to kill myself.
Self, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, so it was the police that were trying to.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What would they have accomplished having you kill yourself? Like, do you have, like, dirt? Or...
That's one of the things with the targeted individual program, I mean, that people don't understand. This is actually run by the DOD, NSA, and all of them. I mean, they really do. All it is, man, it's an EEG audio feedback device. It was invented by the Nazis.
Okay, now you have my attention.
Low frequency. Huh?
Now you have my attention. So what? So they have a device, the DOG, the FBI,
DOD.
The DOD,
yes.
Department of Defense.
All of them have it, yes.
Okay, yep.
And
they have this device.
Everyone in the population in America has it pinpointed on them. They're just not being tortured with it. It's reading people's thoughts in our country. Edward Snowden talked a little bit about it.
Yep.
I mean, it's voice-to-skull technology and all, like China, Russia, all the major countries are using it on their civilians. Anyone in the United Nations is using it on their civilians.
Alrighty.
I mean, everyone. All you have to do is go get an EEG, and you can see if they're using it on you. The region in your brain will light up. And I mean, you know, that's no BS. I've had them use it on me for 6 years now. And what I experience is trauma-based mind control.
Alrighty. Now, I got a question for you. So you said you went to two houses. They were both talking into the floor and into the ceiling.
Well,
now,
they were doing like that, and then around me, they were, you know, role-playing. They were role-playing, then they would talk, and you know, if
okay.
you speak up and ask any of them, I mean, still to this day, if you'll confront someone, either they'll have an attitude and act stupid with you, and act like you're in the wrong,
yep.
or they'll just play stupid like they're not doing it to you.
Okay.
They're trying to lead you into a trap to where they can get you jailed or something.
So that's, you know, that's what I want to talk about.
Get you in trouble.
So that's what I want to talk about. You said you went to jail two times for crimes you did not commit.
No, I went to jail once for crimes I didn't commit.
Yeah, two crimes you didn't commit, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, two. I don't really know. Several things that I didn't do that they come at me with.
What were these crimes?
You know.
And how long did you go to jail for?
I mean, I can't discuss any legal matters.
No, but give us a rough idea. Give us a rough idea.
I'll give you a rough idea. It's a bunch of BS. That's all I can tell you. I can't really, you know, I'd have to have my attorney tell me what I could talk about on here.
Okay. Well, we can scramble
I'm
your
just
voice.
Saying, what's happened in my case is I haven't done anything wrong, and the government or the private entity that they have hired to do what they're doing to me.
Yep.
They don't take honesty. They don't take no for an answer.
So have you been to jail?
Destroy my life either by making yes, I've been to jail. I sat in jail for 2 years.
For what? Can you tell us?
Well, I was framed for assaulting a police officer. I was framed for criminal endangerment and first degree arson.
Criminal endangerment and first degree arson. What are they claiming you did? Targeted individual, Chris.
Threw a sword at a cop and burnt down a house.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Threw
there
a sword
a
at a cop?
There wasn't a fire and I didn't throw a sword at a cop.
All right.
They just copped up charges on me and put me in jail.
Did you have possession of a sword?
Yes, I did. I was using it for a crutch. I got crushed in between a truck and a car.
Okay, and you're using...
It like to crush the life out of me.
Okay, and you're using the sword as a crutch.
As a crutch, yes.
Why a sword?
Well, because they forced me to commit suicide is what these people do.
So you...
And I was in my mother's room
yep.
trying to find her gun. I was going to shoot myself.
You got it, yep.
And I come to my senses and I said, man, what are you doing? You know, scared your mother to death. She's probably going to call the law to you. Best thing you can do is tote her keys out there and let her leave. We're cool down.
Yep.
Well, I went out there to tote her keys. I couldn't even hardly walk, man. I got hit by a car and a truck smashed between them.
Wait, so you got... Okay, hold on. So you were about to commit suicide. You decided not to. And then you went outside and you got hit by a car and a truck.
No. I was at my job. I just had bought a vehicle. I think actually someone put a switch box on the ignition.
Yep.
When I walked behind the truck took off and smashed me into a car and like to crush me to death.
Oh, jeez.
People come out there and got it off of me. Okay, I was at my mother's. My mother was acting really strange and stuff. What it was is she had got busted for pills through the law.
Okay, so your mom got busted for pills?
Yeah, pretty much. And she was doing dirty stuff for the law. She
okay.
was playing mind games and stuff like that with me.
Yep.
And
your mom? Your
and
mom, yes.
These people, they made voices that sound like my oldest brother, and they forced me to commit suicide.
And you committed suicide?
And, well, no, I didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, he's right.
I couldn't find the gun. I couldn't find the gun, so I went out there to take my mother her key.
Okay, yeah.
Long story short, She had a NARC phone in her purse that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it till she was outside. I seen it in her hand.
Yep.
Okay. The cop jumped out behind the building with no markings on, said, "Stop or I'll shoot." Well, he kind of startled me because I didn't realize it was a cop.
Yeah.
And I turned around to hop away, and the guy shot me in my back with a taser and knocked me through the front door. And I told him, I said, I'm going to light a cigarette up because I realized then he was a cop. He hit me with a taser.
Yeah.
If somebody with a gun had shot me, I said, "I'm going to light a cigarette. Don't tase me again." He tased me again and said, "Quit resisting."
All right.
And then he run out to his car and run back in there with medical denial forms because he knew I'd been hit by a car.
Yeah.
He made me sign medical denial forms where I wouldn't go to the hospital, and they put me in jail. And that's when they started in on their thing. I laid up front in their jail for 2 weeks without eating because I couldn't move. I was going through withdrawals from having my pain.
Yeah. So you were addicted to opium at the time?
No, I was taking Suboxone.
Oh, Suboxone. Oh, okay.
I don't do drugs, no.
No.
I hurt my back, and I took pain pills for several years, and I quit them cold turkey and went to, Suboxone.
You got it. Alrighty, so the cops tased you twice. They said you tossed a sword at them. You were hit by a car, and then you were in jail for 2 years.
A sword at him. Yeah.
Man, that's kind of badass. Can you imagine, Stevie B, if we were talking to someone who actually threw a sword at a cop?
No, man, I threw it down and was trying to hop away.
Yeah. No, we know.
He was a cop.
I just think it would be badass to talk to someone who, would throw swords at cops. I think that sounds badass.
Well, I just wonder what kind of sword was it? Like,
katana.
It was a baton.
Oh, I knew it.
I knew it.
The white trash ninja.
No, it wasn't a baton. It was like Conan the Barbarian sword.
Oh, even better.
Okay. Yeah, that's even better, dude.
Dude, that's badass.
That's been 4 years ago, but. I mean, long story short, what I'm trying to get at is a lot of people don't realize our government is their human rights abuses. And I mean, they truly are. They don't have a right to violate your Fourth Amendment right and
awesome.
Torture you inside the confines of your own home and at your job and have your employers and everyone around you trying to violate your rights. I mean, person has a right to have an attorney. If they want to talk to you, you should have an attorney.
And they weren't giving you that. They weren't giving you an attorney.
No, they give you no. They'll give you an attorney, but their attorneys don't do anything for you.
Oh,
they let them do what they want to do to you, and that's not right. That's that's not due process by law, and that's what 99% of your targeted individuals are. That's why a lot of people, that's why they won't talk. I'm not scared to talk. I have nothing to hide.
Do you think they go after the lowest of the lows? Hey, have you ever been with a prostitute?
No.
No? Just asking.
Yeah, we're not lucky like you in Canada.
Yeah, I'm just saying, wouldn't a prostitute be a targeted individual? Because no one's going to believe a whore.
Yeah, there was one named Lisa T.I., No.
Get it all.
She's actually
dead. Some
dead
hua.
Oh, Lisa targeted individual? What was her deal?
Yeah. She was a prostitute and she quit. And yeah. She just said that they were stalking her and things like.
So let's just go back to you, targeted individual, Chris. Who is stalking you? It's the Department of Defense, and why? What are they going to get out of it? What do they want from you?
Well, I can't 100% say that it's targeted, that it's Department of Defense.
But who,
it could be a private entity. They will not identify themselves.
Do you think it's your whore of an ex-wife?
My wife's dead.
Do you think it's her ghost?
Get it all out, you little hoa.
Some well, dead.
No, but so you said
someone with a damn machine.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
I said it's someone with a machine.
It's Jack Klassen Show, K Bear Mornings. We're talking to T.I. Chris, a targeted individual. He's telling us about how the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and everyone within law enforcement is targeting individuals. For what reason? Why do you think?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask, is what makes you the target, you know?
Well, it's not just me, man. There's over 10,000 people that I know of right now targeted.
That are being targeted, but why?
I mean, it's real. They talk to me through the damn thing there, just like you're talking to me. But it's with a machine. They put a chip in your arm, and they can monitor you wherever you go. So you can't go to the bathroom. You can't take a bath. You don't do anything without hearing these people harassing.
Damn.
So mainly like somewhere you'd get like a peace and quiet, and, right? Like laying in bed.
You're not going to get any peace and quiet. I haven't had a single ounce of silence in 6 years.
That's what I meant. Like somewhere where you would naturally get that, instead of getting to the sound of mind.
That they use this equipment to talk to submarines.
Badass.
Can you even get that when you're like in like a large group of people, or?
Yes, it's in tune to your DNA.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, so you just can't escape it.
Understand, it's in tune to you. It's they have you. You're marked. You're just like you would be if you were out in a military battleground and they were aiming a laser at you, where the missile guided system would see you. It's the same thing.
Chris, right, it's kind of like a Chris. Second soul
well,
in you.
Ultra low frequencies, Chris. And what it does is it will penetrate the earth.
Chris, this is me. This is me.
Go through an atom.
The Department of Defense. You can't talk about us anymore, pal. This is me, the Department of Defense. I'm gonna put us through Joe Biden. I'm gonna put us through to Joe Biden right now. You want to talk to Joe Biden?
Is this what it sounds like? Like kind of like what Jack's doing right now?
No.
I need you to go to Idaho, Chris. Listen here. This is me, the Department of Defense. I need you to go to Idaho. I'm getting this from Joe Biden. You need to go to Idaho, and you need to build yourself a cabin. Build yourself a cabin in the woods and collect thousands of tons of fertilizer. We'll email you the rest. We'll update you on the rest, but collect the fertilizer. Go to Idaho, build a cabin, get fertilizer. This is the Department of Defense. This is Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden telling you what to do, Chris. You must do it.
You go ahead, man.
So there's no way to escape it other than death. No, but that's what their ultimate goal is.
The thing about it is, man, is they want you to do one of the few things. They want to break you down psychologically. I mean, it's not right, man. You know, any American citizen has the right for due process. They have the right to have an attorney. They have a right to feel safe in their own dwelling and to be able to travel. I mean, if you're an American citizen, you know this.
Chris, this is your voice. This is the voices in your head speaking. I need you to do me a huge favor, pal. I need you to take a flight down to Cuba and collect some shipments for me. We're going to destabilize the Cuban government. Are you down? Are you going to help be an asset for America and destabilize the Cuban government?
Did he leave?
He did.
It's a Jack Classic show. 998. I didn't want him to leave. Chris, yeah. Come on, man.
I was trying to get something. I don't know what that was. I mean, it was kind of funny, though.
I don't know. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're trying. Chris, come on, pal. It's a Jack Klassen show. It's a Jack Klassen show. Okay. I'm doing my best. We're a morning show. I mean, what do you expect? I'm trying to do my best here. I'm running a morning show. I'm trying to make it entertaining. I'm trying to make this show as funny as possible. And he's interesting.
I want it. I was getting into it. Yeah, I wanted to see if he had like a routine. Like,
yeah, I'm really curious.
Okay, I'm.
You want to message him? You can message him.
This is yours, man. I think I dug my own grave. By how much?
Do you think I shouldn't?
I'm trying to figure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to just still figure out just the whole process of what he was doing.
I mean, it is really fascinating.
Okay, so. So it's in his it's in his arm, and it just some.
That must have been, if he left, the voice must have sounded like that. It must have sounded like that. What did it tell
you? He just stopped.
I know.
Like, he just stopped and left. He didn't be like, because originally when you're going about the Idaho, he was laughing. He's like, all right, man, you do that. But that Cuba one,
I know.
Dude, he just booked it.
Dude, maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe that's how, I mean, I'm just saying, can you imagine if that's what the voices in your head were telling you to destabilize
every
South America?
Day?
Oh, what a nightmare.
Oh,
what a nightmare. I feel so bad for that guy. Jeez. I need you.
Chris, this is me. This is me, the DOD. I need you to go down to Brazil. Oh, he just left again. Oh, he's super left.
Oh, he's super? Okay.
I need you to go down to Brazil immediately. Hugo Chavez's grave site. We have a supply drop for you there, and 14 Chechenian rebels. We need you to take down Brazil. We need you to shut off their internet infrastructure, because we don't want Brazilians on the internet anymore. We need you to do this.
I mean, that must have really struck a nerve, dude.
I want to get more people. Can you get more of them on? I want to see, like, I need to go through the footage and I want to make notes. I want to see, like, how common it is.
How common it is that they want
to. Like,
dude.
Why is it these people? Why are you being. Like, his story of what was going on. I want to see if there's, like, a connection running with it.
You want to hear my theory? Because he left on the destabilize Cuba bit? I will believe in targeted individuals. I will believe in targeted individuals. By the way, I'm getting a message. You're a bunch of asses, man. You need your ass kicked. That's what he's telling me. Join back on, man. We will explain. This is a radio show. I'm trying to repair it. I'm interested. I got some questions. But if that's the case, if everyone,
I don't know how I'm the ass here. I'm asking questions, and he's like getting mad about it. I'm like, dude, I don't know anything about this. I'm surely anyone in Montana, one of our 11 viewers, has like never heard of this.
No, it's
at all.
No, it's extremely fascinating. And as I was about to say, if we have more than one person on, and if they all respond to destabilizing South American countries, then I believe it. Then it's a CIA. Or it's a CIA something deal, right? Has to be like MK Ultra if they all want to destabilize Brazil or Argentina or Cuba.
I wanted to ask if you would think like the COVID vaccines, you know, since that goes in your arm, is that like applying more people to the targeted program?
Oh man, we had a lot of questions. I'm sorry, I blew my load way too early.
You did. Yeah. You should have waited till the end.
Yeah.
But now you know. Now you know.
I didn't mean that. I want to think
he's
moving
along. You need to send him a heartfelt letter.
Listen, it's already too late. He's blocked me. He's blocked me on
everything.
How does
he have Discord?
I had to show him how Discord worked. It's a Jack Klassen show, targeted individual shows. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm just saying, I think there's something there to destabilizing countries. Just saying.
You had to ask him which one do they want him to support, Palestine or Israel?
Oh, God. There's so many great questions. I can't believe I blew my load on that.
We're coming up with it in hindsight now. We'll learn.
In my defense, I thought it was okay because he was laughing at the start.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
He was laughing about the one in Idaho and the fertile. We're like, okay, yeah, he was getting along with it. I thought it was kind of dumb, but he was laughing. So I was like, okay, he's getting into it. And then, like you said, like Cuba, and he's just done.
Done.
He booked it. He's out.
God.
I'm like, dude, whoa. He was like, yo, what are you doing? He just laughed.
Yeah, just nothing. That's badass, baby. That's kind of cool.
Dude, you know what? I think he did throw the sword at the officer.
I know.
That's sick. We support that.
I mean, like, for real.
That's awesome. Like the Conan sword.
I was going to ask him to be a regular guest.
He'd give it 2 weeks. He'll be back. They always do.
I'm hoping so.
They love that attention. They love it.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's the
whole they want more people to hear it.
And I got lots more. We're going to have this is special.
You should have asked. Am I targeting you right now? Is this it? Am I you should have been like, am I mocking your targeted? What do they call it? Being targeted?
God, yeah. No.
Targeted assignment? You should have asked, am I part of this?
By the way.
Am I here to ridicule your targeting?
I'm going to make a special announcement here. This is the Jack Klassen Show Targeted Individual Week. We are going to be talking to, if I can, a different targeted person every day. Brother.
Yeah, we gotta get more people on. I gotta make some notes.
Yeah, you gotta make some notes of this. But seriously, all this week, baby, targeted individuals. This is just the first one. T.I. Chris, please come back. We got more questions. We'll be right back. I'm gonna head to break, Stevie, and we're gonna talk about the world, baby. We're a morning show, and I gotta talk about Podomatic, and I gotta tell you guys what a great service. Best service you could use to upload. You can upload video to Podomatic. If you have a video series, you can upload videos.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Obviously, podcasts, they're awesome. I'm going to talk about it when I get back from break, baby. We'll be right back. It's Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. We'll see ya. God bless ya.
Tucker time. Tucker time.
Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. God. Papa Roach is the worst. It's a Jack Klassen Show, K-Bear Mornings. How you doing? How was that? I think that was a good segment. What do you think, Stevie?
I think it's the start of something beautiful.
I think Targeted Individual Week is going to be a massive success.
You need to get us a black targeted individual and a trans targeted individual.
I think I have one, by the way.
I think a trans targeted individual, I think that'd be something special.
This is a sneak preview of one of the targeted individuals that I talked to this week. They won Vancouver. This is Canada. Vancouver's, I think, Mr. Gay or like President Gay in the year 1999. So they won an award for being gay. Apparently, drag queens hate this person. Think about that. And possibly they slept with the Vancouver Canucks. And I don't think I was supposed to say that, but that was one of the most interesting things I took away from this pre-interview I had. I probably just blew the interview.
I don't think you did. You got me hooked on that last bit. I have to know.
Isn't that awesome? So not only are they like some fabulous, fabulous drag queen, they also slept with a member of the Vancouver Canucks, which I'm not supposed to mention right now, so hopefully I didn't blow it. Hopefully they don't hear that. And
he didn't say specifically who. I think you're fine.
And they are targeted frequently and have people visit them in their garage. It's like a whole big thing.
And you said this was in Canada,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is in Canada. It's a Canadian.
So that's about half the Canadian population, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who hasn't slept? You know what's so funny about them sleeping with one of the Vancouver Canucks is I talked about it on a previous show. Hockey is so gay. Hockey is so inherently gay, and people don't talk about it. It's like the dark side of hockey. And not a lot of people, and you might not know this, Stevie, but growing up, all the hockey players would do like kind of gay things. Like I remember people getting sodomized with water bottles. Like they would do homosexual pranks in the shower. Like this was part of the hockey culture.
Hey, isn't man, living in the South, we have the same thing with football culture, bro.
I thought you meant cornhole in culture. You guys have cornhole down there.
Yeah, we got cornhole and horseshoe. Things get dirty in horseshoe. I don't even want to get into that.
You know they were playing horseshoe in Pulse Nightclub that one fateful night?
Did you ever see the pictures that surfaced after the event?
Oh, it was horrible. It's a tragedy. It's a national tragedy.
I would think that place would be bigger.
You don't need a lot of space. Never mind. It's a tragedy. A horrible terrorist event. I'm talking about blatant homosexuality in hockey and how no one talks about it.
Well, you really curbed that one.
Yeah, I don't think we want to go down that road. I think I got enough problems. I think I have enough problems as is. I'm not going down on that.
What if you start targeting individuals and now they start targeting you?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
See, wouldn't that be something?
It's a slippery slope.
They're going to inject it into your arm.
That's why I'm not getting the vaccine, because I don't want to be targeted.
T.I. Chris, he's gonna kick your ass through the voices in your head. When you're taking a shower, you're going to hear him.
He's going to get that device from the Department of Defense, and he's going to use it against me. I know.
I don't know, man. Sometimes before I start masturbating, I feel like a target individual. You know, the dogs start barking, the mailman starts knocking.
It's a Jack Classic show, K-Bear Mornings. Automatic. You know who has my back? Not a lot of people have my back, especially radio stations, sponsors,
ex-hosts.
By the way, we're talking about Tuttle. That's a good one. That's a good one to go back to.
I gotta get my soundboard. We need the foghorn one.
Oh yeah, you gotta get back into it, brother.
Yeah, I'll get a list.
Yeah, I'll get you. I'll send you the sound effects. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. No, Tuttle was one of the worst co-hosts ever. But that was a hilarious little stint there. Anyway, Podomatic. I've had maybe 35 sponsors over the last 4 years since I've rebooted the show, since my initial firing. And the only sponsor to stick with me and that I truly feel that has my back is Podomatic. Do you know how concerned the Podomatic people were when I was having my black-pilled episodes?
I bet they're just ringing you off the hook, you know? You can keep them away.
You know what they were, brother? They were. And I gotta say, for I don't even get that support from a radio station. But Podomatic is the only platform that believes in me, and frankly, I believe in them. And I think, God, what's another pod? This is how much I love Podomatic. I haven't even thought once about changing services. Can you find one? Google podcast hosting service. Google podcast hosting service.
Right. What are you gonna do? Go on Twitch. You're gonna be in the sewage. That is. You're gonna get in your hot tub and hot tub stream.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a thing too. No, you're not going to go on. You're not going to go on Twitch. I don't know. What's another service? I can't
go on
YouTube.
You're gonna go on YouTube.
No.
You're gonna go on Mixer? Mixer's dead. Podomatic's still here.
You might as well have a MySpace account if you're on Mixer. Might as well.
Mixer's dead. And that's Microsoft.
Yeah. Podomatic.
As you can see, these streaming services go away in a blink of an eye, but Podomatic still stands strong.
Podomatic's been around for over 10 years. They're not going anywhere, baby. You could think of Spotify one? You upload shows onto Spotify. I'm uploading shows onto Spotify. And guess what? You know who's uploading shows onto Spotify for me? Podomatic. Think about that.
What does Podomatic not do?
Honestly, when it comes to providing a hosting service, I think they pretty much do everything. Like I said, you have a video podcast, Podomatic. You have a regular podcast, Podomatic. You have a radio show, Podomatic, and they'll upload it from the Podomatic site. Get this. They'll upload it to iTunes, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, and I think a couple other services there too. So they take care of you. They set you up. And do you know this? You can even sell t-shirts from your Podomatic page. If you have a Podomatic page, and let's say you have three guys in a microphone podcast, and you want to start selling shirts, you can do that right off your Podomatic page.
So you're saying if I'm a fan of the show and I need a new wardrobe change, I can order a Jack Klassen t-shirt right off Podomatic?
You can order a Jack Klassen show t-shirt right off the Podomatic page.
I'll remember that next time.
That's actually something I haven't set up, but I'm going to pretend for this ad read that I did set it up.
You know what? If you eventually do set it up, it makes it timely. You know, they won't even notice.
Exactly. But you can start your own store. You could sell anything. The opportunities are endless. You can link your PayPal. I'm just saying, it's the greatest service out there. And if you use the promo code Jack Klassen Show when you sign up for your Podomatic account, you get like 20, you get 25% off right there, brother. By the way, their services dirt cheap. When it comes to hosting, I can't name another website that has such reasonable fees. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Even their free version is excellent. I believe it's let's see here. It's Jack Klassen Show. This is the world's longest ad, but I truly believe in this website. And they truly have my back, baby. Now, let's say you want to do a setup like mine. You want to do a setup like mine. You want to have unlimited data bandwidth, unlimited storage. You get broadcast advertising. You get an ad. They'll make you an ad. They'll set you up with Podcorn, dude. You're making money, man. If you sign up to Podomatic right now, you can get it for $41.65, baby. You're saving like $100. You're saving $100, brother. I'm just saying.
And think of how much you can do with $100 saved.
That's an ounce. That's an ounce of weed right there, dude. I'm giving you weed money. If you are a podcaster and you want to upload your great content, your three guys and a microphone content, this is where you got to do it. Podomatic, baby. God bless you guys. Seriously. Without them, we'd be screwed. That's my ad read. How'd that go, Stevie?
I loved it. Convincing? I'm giving two salutes. Two Chris Kyle tier salutes to Podomatic.
No, that's high praise.
Can't that's get any high praise. Than that.
No, you really can't. Oh, man. Well, anyway, guys, God bless Podomatic. And God bless you, Stevie B. And God bless all you targeted individuals.
God knows they need it.
I mean,
a struggle I'll never understand.
For real. Anyway, we'll chat with you tomorrow. By the way, we're in a transitional period right now. We're going to figure things out. It's a Jack Klassen show. We're coming back at you, baby. I'm no longer black-pilled. That's all I'm going to say on that matter, Stevie.
Full white-pilled.
Full white-pilled. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You'll be around?
Yeah.
We got a target individual, yeah, bro. Yeah. He's coming on. I need you, dude.
I'll be on. I love these targeted individuals.
Thoughtcrimes.ca, baby. Jack Klassen Show Radio Network. K-Bear Mornings. We'll see you, America.
I feel I step out of the wilderness, all squint-eyed and confused. But even babies raised by wolves, they know exactly when they've been used. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall. Fingers and toes, fingers and toes. 40 things we share, but 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. Now you block off most of Main Street, fire your faith parade. Well, everyone in town now, they probably all agree. Lying in the bed I made. See when it starts fall apart, really fall.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought Fair you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his lives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw. Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toucher or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toucher or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops, for sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network, live on thoughtcrimes.ca.